This is the Recency Bias. Welcome to your morning after mini pod, a production of rabbithabs.com. And of course, the big pod, the Montreal Bias. I'm Zach Vanoss. You can find me on Twitter at Zach Drops Tweets. You can find the aforementioned at rabbithabs at rabbithabs. And the podcast, where we promote this podcast and the big pod, at the Montreal Bias. Thought I'd get that out in the early part, switch things up a little bit. Following up Saturday night's 6-3 loss to the Ottawa Senators, a disappointing loss, absolutely, for the Habs. We put together a string, we'll call it three, good games, but not what you want on Saturday night. A game that, for the most part, till maybe the latter half of the third period, Canadians were sort of the better team. But it was the mistakes they made, particularly the mistakes they made on defense. Tough night all around for all the blue liners for the Habs. Jeff Petrie in particular, just a rough night for him. The stats don't look good for Carey Price, but I definitely got to let him off the hook for this one. Not a perfect night for Carey Price by any stretch. Any night that you get beat five times, going to be a tough one, but defense certainly hung him out to dry. A lot of guys wide open. Dadonov twice wide open all by himself to beat Price. His big mistakes left, right, and center that really cost the Canadians in a game that I think, you know, otherwise they kind of would have controlled. But when they messed up in a big way. And the score indicates that. Again, a 6-3 loss. Yeesh. Hosting the Ottawa Senators. Not what you would have wanted. Tyler Toffoli drawing back in the lineup, missing a few games with injury there, but he was back. A little bit of shuffling from head coach Dom Ducharme of the Lions here. As Perry slots in beside Suzuki and Anderson, and it felt sort of like maybe the last game. Thursday night's game against the Senators was the first time that started to creep in a little bit like, hey, Josh Anderson, you haven't scored in a minute. Well, he made up for it. Absolutely, he made up for that on Saturday night with a big two-goal game. But things didn't start out very good for Montreal, and they wouldn't end well either, as Gallagher, well, nearly scored in the opening goal, but a high-sticking penalty. The blood was drawn, so it was a double minor, and 42 seconds into the game, and the Habs are at the disadvantage, 1-0. Habs would soon get their own power play, though, and welcome back Tyler Toffoli. Missed his magic touch. A heads-up feed from Suzuki. We're all even thanks to the power play goal. Toffoli's 19th on the year. Another two Habs power plays would result in nothing for the Canadians, but can't say the same for the Senators. Connor Brown, he who broke the shutout at the end of Thursday's game with a shorthanded goal. Woof. That's when you know the night's not going to go well. Give up a shorty in the early going like that. 2-1 for the Sens. How often, because the Canadians, you know, they push back a little after that shorthanded goal by the Sens. I was wondering how often does the team that got scored on shorthanded end up scoring on that same power play? Because I feel like it doesn't happen very often at all. Maybe that's just a connection I've made in my head. And statistically, you have a pretty high chance of still scoring on a power play that you scored a shorthanded goal. But, you know, just going off what my memory tells me from seeing this situation many times, don't feel like it's a very high percentage at all. Anyway, that's my side tangent from that one. Speaking of side tangents, Weber would fight Tkachuk in this one. A tilt that Senators fans were claiming as a win for Tkachuk. Maybe it was. It certainly wasn't a win for Weber. Weber with a couple big wind-ups and a couple big misses. But that's the way Shea Weber does it. Big windup, big miss. It was a fight of frustration. It wasn't one of those theatrical fights, you know, discussed in advance. Kachuk and Weber have been going at it for some time now, particularly this season, and that's what it came down to. It wasn't a very good fight, though. Plenty of chances, plenty of scoring chances for the Canadians in the first, but they trailed 2-1. The high danger scoring chances, they did lead in the first 6-4. Overall shots were 14-13 advantage Canadians, but they trailed, as I say, 2-1. And into the second, Price would make a huge save, and that basically sent things the other way. And 7 minutes into the period, things were even thanks to Anderson, just as there'd been some questioning. The rumblings of, when's Josh Anderson going to score again? Isn't he kind of due? He found the back of the net. Great pass by Kotkaniemi and a great shot by Anderson. But less than a minute after that, as I said, Dadonov was left all by himself on a couple occasions in this one. This was one of those occasions. A perfect deflection. Easy to make a perfect deflection when nobody's on you. And the Canadians were down 3-2. At that point, Gallagher would leave with an injury. Luckily, he'd come back, but shows you how much this team needs Brendan Gallagher when he leaves for a moment and you think, oh, God, if this is bad, there goes, is that the season? He would come back to start the third, though. But in between that, in between his return, it was Dadonov left wide open, all by himself, yet again, 4-2, Ottawa. Wah, wah. I wrote, that's ball game at that point. It didn't turn out to be. The Habs would, but it also did turn out to be, because you know the final score. The Habs would score another, though. Anderson, his first shot was blocked by a stick, so he just kept coming at the net, took another, second of the period. It was a one-goal game. Habs outshot Senators 11-9 in that middle period, but high danger scoring chances were 3-4. And that was also the score. Ottawa out ahead by a 4-3 count. Another horrible mistake on defense. Jeff Petrie simply lost the puck. It was Anisimov. Just not a great night for Jeff Petrie. Having a fantastic, a mind-blowingly great season. Saturday night, not part of that incredible season. Just a rough night. It happens. Happens to the best of us. Evidenced by it happening to Jeff Petrie. Habs trail 5-3 at that point, and yeah, that's a ball game. Things got kind of chippy. More than chippy, they got pretty pushy, pretty punchy. In the final 10 minutes or so, Sens even had themselves another couple opportunities. The score could have been probably significantly worse. Carey Price did some good backstopping. Despite the fact that the thing was blown out, Sens would add one more, an empty netter. The third, the Canadians were definitely the weaker team. The rest of the game, again, I thought they played okay, but their mistakes were costly and also just blatant and ugly. It wasn't just like, oh, they're playing great, they got unlucky when they made a mistake, Ottawa pounced on it. Yeah, but the mistakes they did were big mistakes, and any team would likely pounce on them. And the Ottawa Senators are certainly any team. Final shots 24-23 in favor of the Canadians, but the high danger scoring chances in the evening went 11-9 for the Senators. Canadians one goal on the power play from five chances. It looked pretty decent, the power play. Only one goal to show for their five attempts on the night, but it wasn't bad. Penalty kill was 1-for-2 on the evening. Yeah, the power play, you can also say, gave up a shorthanded goal. So there's that. Again, goals, Anderson with his 12th and 13th of the season. Tyler Toffoli with number 19. Assists, Suzuki had a two-point night, as did Shea Weber. Kotkaniemi and Mete also getting helpers in that one. Eric Staal will be in the lineup when the Canadians take on the Edmonton Oilers on Monday night. He make his debut. Be interesting to see where he slots in. Saw a tweet from Dan Kramer saying, based on what would Corey Perry play with Suzuki and Anderson, wouldn't be surprised to see Perhaps Staal slots into the Corey Perry spot, Perry back down to the fourth line, and it's either Byron or Lehkonen coming out, which would leave Evans in the lineup based on his play as of late, based on the idea that it's better to have the extra player who can play center, though I guess Paul Byron can technically do the same. Thinking there was it would give, Suzuki's had some trouble with the faceoff, so you can get Staal in there to help with some of that. It's an interesting thought. We'll see what happens when they take on Monday, but yeah, Staal will be slotting into the lineup come Monday. Well, one other parting thought here as I'm looking at my notes. Yeah, Vancouver Canucks, things have got pretty dire. 16, I believe it is, confirmed COVID cases on the team. It is a variant of concern, and now there's questions about whether or not the Canucks will even finish their season. Obviously, that won't have a huge effect on the Habs' schedule, simply because they've played the Canucks nine times they were going to play them, so eight or nine times, whatever, nine, right? Whatever. So it won't affect them in that way, but obviously will have implications throughout the division as we wait and see, and just hopefully everybody's okay with the Canucks. As COVID run rampant through that team, this is the biggest hit that we've seen across the NHL, even with some of the tough positions that the American teams found themselves in. This one's a bad, bad outbreak. And could get so dramatic that it ends the Canucks season at this point. We'll see. I mean, it's early days, I suppose, in seeing how they work this out, but they're in a tough spot. So keep an eye on how that affects things the rest of the way. Again, hopefully everybody healthy there, but that's a tough one. I leave you with this thought tonight. It's not the first time it's been brought up, and it probably won't be the last time it'll be brought up. But, it's a pretty decent game from Jesperi Kotkaniemi. But would you rather have Jesperi Kotkaniemi, who went third overall in that 2018 draft, or Brady Tkachuk, who went fourth overall in that 2018 draft? That's the question. I don't know. We'll see how that one plays out. Right now, I gotta say, I would choose little John C. Reilly. I enjoy Kotkaniemi. I do. I'm still interested in seeing what he can do. I have some belief, but man, Tkachuk, he's a special player. He does a lot of things, including maybe get the best of Shea Weber. Oh, and a final parting thought, meant multiple parting thoughts, this is the final one. Thanks to Steve, who said, check out NHL.com if you want to see the points percentage standings. My bad. I gave up on NHL.com years ago when it used to be pretty, if you go to check the stats on NHL.com back in the day, like 5, 6, 7 years ago, I don't know how long ago, they weren't even up to date within the last like 3 days, but apparently they've improved what they got going on over there. So yeah, if you want to see where the Canadians are as far as point percentage, you could just go there. It lets you filter that way. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. Did not know that. So there, I was saying in the last podcast, I was upset because I couldn't find points percentage as a way to show the standings, and I guess I could have checked out NHL.com. Who knew they were affiliated with the league in any way? All right, tough one. Canadians need to rebound from that, not make the mistakes they made against the Sens when they take on Edmonton on Monday night. See a little more what we saw in those first two games back, because team wasn't in the right headspace, I don't think, for whatever it was on Saturday. Maybe it had been too easy the last couple, and they lost their focus a little. I do not know, but I didn't like it. We'll see what goes down. Monday, I'll talk to you after that one. Till then, enjoy the rest of your long weekend. Take care.